Women all over the world, get ready for inspiring and empowering interviews from women at the top of their field who are kicking butt in their business and who are prepared to share shocking revelations from being in the limelight. You are now listening to Today's Leading Women with Marie Grace Berg.
Are you looking on expanding your audience through podcasting? Learn how to create, grow, and monetize your podcast. Go to learnpodcastingtoday.com to learn more. Yes, women of the world, let's get started. I am delighted to introduce you our amazing guest for today, Courtney McKenzie. Courtney McKenzie is a former Miss Jamaica International turned entrepreneur. She is the founder and CEO of Crown Public Relations and the creator of the popular podcast Entrepreneur 2.0. Courtney helps business owners build amazing brands that people can help but talk about with an infusion of personality, storytelling, creativity, goodwill, and charm. Courtney helps business owners build a bridge from the client's needs to the solution. Her credo, don't reinvent the wheel, but make the wheel cooler. Women of the world, Miss Courtney McKenzie, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. That was such a great introduction. I'm so happy to be here.
We are honored to have you on our show, Courtney. So I really like what you're doing with your business. You are a success in your own right. You put in the effort, the sweat equity, the knowledge and experience to build a special business you call your own. As a result of that, our listeners really want to get to know you, and I want to provide that conduit, you know, that bridge between you and our listeners. So therefore, here are some cool questions that we can talk about. Feel free to comment anytime about it, but these are just general questions I have in mind. So let's start about with your business. There might be people out there who want to start one and have no clue how to go about it. Can you tell us more about your business and the idea behind that niche?
Sure. So my business, Crown Public Relations, we just celebrated our third year in business a few weeks ago. So I'm really excited. But I started my business 2 months after graduating from college. And the idea behind starting my own PR firm, to listeners, I had no idea. I had no interest necessarily in PR. I had an internship. I was on my way to law school, but decided that I wanted to take a year off and really focus on just getting to know myself better as a person and to make sure that law was actually something that I wanted to go and do full time and spend the rest of my life committing myself to being an attorney. So during that process, I had an epiphany and I started thinking about what I really loved to do. And at the time, social media was just kind of booming and everyone wanted to build their online presence. We were seeing more and more people with popular blogs and YouTube celebrities is what I like to call them. So all the people who were getting famous off of YouTube. And I started to see that there was a need for more PR companies that had more of an advantage to helping people build their digital online presence. And so I put in my 2 weeks notice at my part-time job after I didn't get promoted, although they almost promised me that I would get a promotion, Marie, but they didn't give me the promotion, and that was actually probably the best thing that happened to me. So I started my PR company 2 weeks after that with $500 that I won from a beauty pageant, Miss Palm Beach County, and I filed all my paperwork, all of my tax information, and that's when I started Crown Public Relations, and we've been running hard and working hard ever since.
Wow. I would say belated third year anniversary. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Now, I really like what you're saying, and I'm sure that will go extremely well with our listeners. But let me ask you a question. What was that defining moment, you know, that you saw the light and made you say, this is my business?
You know, I don't know that there was like a shining moment. I just knew what I loved to do. And I was out networking and trying to meet as many people as possible to really help me form the idea behind if I wanted to have a media company, did I want to have a public relations firm? I was kind of on the fence, but I knew I loved helping people get more publicity. I was really good at it. I had been working in that industry for the past 4 years while in college and working with student organizations. So I knew I had a gift for it, but I just wasn't sure what direction I wanted to go with. So I networked, I found a mentor, and that mentor really changed my life. A man by the name of Bruce Lewis, who had a PR company based in West Palm Beach, and he just took me under his wing and he helped me get my first 5 clients and really mentored me along the way and kind of threw me into the lion's pit a little bit and saw if I can get out alive, in the sense that giving me 5 new clients at once was a lot. But I survived, I made it, and he helped me through and I think that really was the defining moment, just having someone believe in me and my dream if given the opportunity.
That is huge. I mean, having a mentor and to have you test the waters, that is really huge, especially for those who are starting out. And I'm sure our listeners really resonate on that. Now, you touched upon this a little about this earlier. I know your business obviously found a need and filled it. But can you tell more for our listeners' sake, what was the current market conditions at that time? And how do you feel that your business strategy rose to meet that need?
Well, the current market situation, when I started my business 3 years ago, there were a lot of PR companies, but in my area, I was in Palm Beach, where I'm actually from, a lot of people thought they knew how to do social media. A lot of people thought they knew how to do Facebook, and Facebook ads just started. So it was this new thing that a lot of the older PR, more established PR firms weren't. They were kind of a little afraid to take on that challenge. And I was younger. I felt like I had nothing to lose. And I felt like I was on Facebook every day. And I knew how to draw attention to different events and different things that we were doing on and off campus. So I knew that I had a special advantage over the other PR firms. So the current market situation was there were tons of PR firms. There are a lot of them in Palm Beach. Palm Beach is one of the top destinations in the U.S. So there were a lot of people who had a lot of big clients, but there weren't people who knew how to do Facebook. So I was that person and I kind of claimed my stake. And I think to the listeners, more importantly, if you know that you're passionate about doing something, what you really have to do is just decide. You have to decide that you want to be the voice, you want to be the leader in that industry, and commit yourself to doing it. Commit yourself to learning advanced strategies. Commit yourself to finding a mentor, someone who can guide you along the lines. And they don't necessarily have to be the person in that same industry. They can be someone who just is a few steps ahead of you, and they can be there to just provide the moral support. But it's really important to make sure that as an entrepreneur, you have that support system, because there are going to be tons of times where you may feel like, okay, well, maybe I should just go get a job, or maybe this isn't a good idea. But I promise, if you just stick with it just a little bit longer than you feel comfortable with sticking with it, you'll probably be on the edge of a breakthrough.
Absolutely. And in short, seize the opportunity once you know it's there. Awesome. Now, your business has a vision to be the market leader in your industry, and that resonates very well with a particular portion of our listeners. However, they really like to know, what was your initial vision for your business, you know, that continues to make you drive towards success day in and day out?
That's such a great question. The initial vision for my business, I've always been one of those big dreamers. Like, I stay up sometimes just looking at the ceiling, just envisioning myself doing all these great things and working with these great companies. So when I got started, my goal was I wanted to do PR for top celebrities. I wanted to do PR and social media for Fortune 500 companies and international brands. And so at that point, you know, it was just a dream. So at that point, I had to start somewhere. So those weren't necessarily the clients I started off with, but I took every client I could get. I did the absolute best job I possibly could do. And now I'm actually working with the clients that I could only have dreamt about working with the clients that I'm working with now. So I'm so excited that those dreams that I had actually became reality. And I think that it was really having that vision. I think that we overlook how important having the vision is. So I always think that it's really important to dream about it and then make steps and make sure that you're taking the necessary steps to actually make those things happen. And you can actually make that vision reality. So when you're there, when you're in the moment, you can say, wow, I used to dream about having this client, and now they're actually my client. You can have like a mini celebration and pat yourself on the back for a job well done.
Absolutely. I can see you there, Courtney. I mean, your personality, wow, you really merge it there. And I have to reiterate this to our listeners. I mean, dream big, and then, because there's no There's no problem dreaming big. I think we should. We should all do. And then take the necessary steps, baby steps towards achieving that, that goal or that dream you have, because you never know. I mean, look at Courtney. She's there.
You never know, you know.
Exactly. You never know.
Yeah, like I think I can't remember the exact. I think it's if you can dream it, you can do it. And I think that was by Walt Disney. And that's one of my favorite quotes.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, you know, women entrepreneurs these days are extremely organized, more so than their counterparts. You know, they have this attention to details. They stick to what they do. They have the glue-like qualities that can be admired by a lot of people who are not quite at that level in their business. And apparently, one of those qualities is tenacity, the ability not to quit when faced with that situation. It appears that you have that special quality. What do you think about that? And did you actually use that in the times when doubt, worry, and fear might have set into your mind?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for saying that. I think that it's really important to be tenacious. You have to know in your heart that you're making a good decision and that stepping into the world of entrepreneurship was the good decision. But I think it always starts with what you're passionate about, because there were times where I had a little hobby and I said, okay, well, let me try to do this as a full-time business. And then eventually it died. No matter how much money I was making at the time with that hobby-based business, if I wasn't passionate about it, I just didn't care about doing it. And the money eventually didn't light me up inside anymore. So you definitely have to be tenacious. You have to make sure that you're going to go after it with 100%. And sometimes you're not going to want to. Sometimes you're going to be tired. You're going to want to make excuses for why. You're going to think that your launches or whatever you were doing weren't as successful as you planned them to be. So you just want to give up. But you have to, when you're really passionate about it, that's the thing that's going to keep you tenacious. That's the thing that's going to keep you working hard and striving towards actually making your dream reality. Because I think that there are tons of times, Marie, I know that you can probably remember back when you were starting out in your business, how difficult it can be and how many times you may have that little bit of self-doubt, and that self-doubt can like eat you alive. So it's really important to make sure that you commit to it and commit and have different deadlines, you know, have the things in line where you say, okay, well, if this doesn't happen by this time, then maybe I'll reevaluate it. But don't ever say, if it doesn't happen by this time, I'm going to quit. I think it's really important to just always be tweaking as opposed to just thinking about throwing in the towel.
Absolutely. I mean, tenacity, I think it's one of the most distinguishing quality that every entrepreneur should have. And, you know, it is a skill. You know, it's a skill that we can all develop. I wasn't born with being tenacious all the time, but it's a skill that I continuously improve on. So that is really a great lesson for our listeners out there who are tuning in for today. So thank you for sharing your perspective on that. Now, let's jump into the biggest challenges and how did you overcome them? You know, us entrepreneurs, we face daily challenges that define our being, and I'm sure you're no stranger to challenges. Now, to get through those challenges takes a very special person, and our audience wants to know that special person in you. So what have been your biggest challenges, and what type of qualities did you have that enable you to overcome those barriers to success, you know, that a lot of women entrepreneurs face today?
I think the biggest challenge was just really being confident. And I think that I've never really had a huge issue with being confident just by myself, but when it comes to being the only woman in the boardroom or being the youngest woman in the boardroom, that stuff can be really intimidating no matter how confident you are. Even if you have the red lipstick that makes you feel like you're superwoman or you have your favorite heels on, you can still sometimes feel a little intimidated. And I think that sometimes, depending on who you're in the boardroom with, sometimes people almost try to throw a little monkey wrench in your world so that they can kind of see how you can adapt. But I think that that's been the biggest obstacle for me starting out, was just having the confidence to say that maybe I don't know. Maybe I don't know exactly what I'm doing, but I'm going to figure it out. And then also having the confidence to say, yeah, I'm here. I may be young. I may be a woman. This may be a male-dominated industry, but I'm here. I know what I'm doing. I'm ready for the challenges, and you're just going to have to accept it, because I already have. And just really committing to it that way.
I totally resonate with you there, because with me as well, I mean, I struggle with being confident about myself. And first of all, half of my life I spent being a nurse, and that's the only thing I knew what to do. So it was a lot of learning for me to be able to be confident. I believe in this, Brendon Burchard used to say, confident, competent loop. And also because I didn't grow up in a country where English was the primary language. So I was kind of really insecure about it, or feel inferior about that one as well. So I totally agree with you that you have to find a way to be confident. And one way I did it one is to learn, and I improve on a daily basis. So thank you for sharing that for our listeners as well. Now, let's jump into the motivation and balancing work-life issues. You know, being a business owner such as myself, motivation plays a key factor day in and day out. And motivation could mean many things to many people. In the business realm, the ability to stay motivated is so crucial to overall success in life. Now, the challenge for us entrepreneurs is how to click on and click off and create the work balance, particularly if you have a family. Now, that business of yours, I see that there are some inherent challenges, but you look upon on them as opportunities. So my question would be, how do you look upon it as a means to balance your life after work, or do you carry work through your life? Our listeners would really like to know your perspective about this.
Oh boy, I've always had this difficulty with balancing work, because I've always been such a workaholic, and I grew up in a household where everyone was just really hardworking. And but I think what I had to challenge myself and do was to make sure that I made some time for me. And whether that meant that I just went to go get my nails done, or whether it meant that I just went to maybe for a glass of wine with some of my girlfriends, or taking vacations, I just really had to work my way up to being able to take a week off or 2 weeks off. I mean, I take really long vacations now, but starting off, it definitely was a process, because when you really love what you're doing, you can't help but stay up sometimes late at night, you know, writing notes. And that's really working. You know, it's working. And then when you're watching your favorite TV show, but you have your laptop and you're taking notes on something that you want to do in your business, that's still considered work time. So you definitely have to make sure that you close the laptop, you know, step away from your cell phone if you know people are going to be calling you about work, and just really have some me time. And that me time is so valuable, because you're really able to reset. You know, sometimes you just need to reset and just recharge your battery, and then you can go back up and work the next day. But it's so important. So for listeners, you have to make sure that you do, you have to have at least like 1 hour every day where you're just totally zoned out. You're not thinking about work, whether it be you practice yoga, or maybe you like me and you love wine, and so maybe you'll have like a nice glass of wine. But whatever it is, it's so important to have that work-life balance, for sure.
Absolutely. You heard that one right, listeners out there. I mean, we have that 1 hour a day as your me time. And I know it can be hard, because entrepreneurs really are workaholics, but sometimes it's not really work, as you said, because we're so passionate with what we're doing that we tend to, you know, we don't, you know, time flies so fast. But if we just make that time, that commitment to, okay, 1 hour a day, this is me time, that it's not only help with our mental and physical well-being, but to recharge, as you said, we need that time to rejuvenate and be ready for the next challenge the next day. So thank you for sharing your perspective on that. It's really an important aspect of not only being an entrepreneur, but as an individual in general. Now let's jump into how you measure your success. You know, your business financially appears to be doing quite well, and with that success, flows into other areas in the entrepreneur's life. Now, we'd like to also say that success is a mindset. But in your journey as a business or entrepreneur, what's your feelings about success, and what are some of the benchmarks that you use to measure your success?
I think it's so important to make sure that you have the different benchmarks, because what happens a lot of times is we just keep working and working and working, and then you never have the little mini celebrations. And I think it's so important to have, no matter how small they are. You know, if you're listening and you know that you need to do 10 cold calls a day in order to close one deal, but you're intimidated by doing a cold call. The first time you actually get on the phone and do your first cold call, you should pat yourself on the back. That's a mini celebration. If you've been working for the past week, 3 weeks to secure this client that you've been wanting to work with and you finally get them to say yes, I feel like that's also a little mini celebration. So what me and my team like to do, we have the mini celebrations, and every week we get together and we say, okay, well, what can we celebrate this week? Because I think that's really the key ingredient in keeping focus and not feeling like you're not accomplishing anything. And it can be really little, you know, it could be we just got a new client, or maybe we got the client to extend the contract, or maybe we just were asked to be on a really amazing podcast like this one. You know, these are all little mini celebrations. So it's really important to have those little milestones. But outside of the little milestones, for us, we have different expectations for each member. So every team member has their goals for the month, and then we have goals for the quarter as well. So we like to celebrate that way, and we know, okay, well, by the end of this year, we need this many clients. By the end of this year, we should have expanded into these markets. And so that way we know we have the little mini celebrations, but then we also have the big ones and the big milestones as well.
Awesome. I love what you've just shared. I mean, I like when you say small wins calls for mini celebrations. I think that really recharges us. And yeah, that really keeps us going. So it's really important to, you know, to celebrate those small wins, and, you know, just not because they are small wins, they are not part of, you know, the whole success benchmarks that you have. So thank you for your take on that. I really love your perspective on that. Now let's talk about your plans for the future of your business. It sounds like you have a lot of good things coming up your sleeve. So why don't you tell us, what are your plans for the future of your business?
Well, the future, you know, you never really know what the future holds. So I'm not 100% sure, but I know what I would like to accomplish. So we'll go with that. We'll go with what I would like to see happen is I would love to continue getting more of my digital media clients, like the ones that I'm high caliber clients like I've been working with lately. Love to continue doing that. I absolutely love podcasting, so I can't wait to see what happens with Entrepreneur 2.0. We do have another podcast that we're launching very soon, but this is actually an exclusive because I haven't even told my listeners yet that we're actually launching a new podcast as well in the next month or so. So we're also expanding into different markets. So I'm not 100% sure, Marie. I'm not sure what's going to happen, but I'm just wide open and excited for whatever opportunities do come my way. And as they come in, I can kind of sort through them and say, okay, well, maybe I don't want to do that, or maybe I'm open to this. But I always like to leave that window of opportunity open.
That's exciting. I mean, there sounds like you have a lot on the line. So I'm sure I'm excited, and I'm sure our listeners are excited to keep watching you for that. And then your podcast, Entrepreneur 2.0, our listeners, you've got to listen to that. You're always going to take away with lots of golden nuggets from there. And then we are excited for your coming podcast, whatever that one is.
I am so excited. I'm so excited. So much on the table. So much to look forward to.
Got it. Awesome, awesome. Now, let's talk about the highlight of our topic today. And I'm sure this will really resonate with our listeners. So let's talk about, as entrepreneurs, you obviously got some lessons learned under your belt of experience. So take it back to the past. Say you're going to start all over again as an entrepreneur, and you are in a class with other entrepreneurs who are hungry. You know, they are thirsty for success or more variety or for just making that first buck. And you are looking at them saying, there's more to it than that. What types of special suggestions, advice, and lessons learned would you give your fellow entrepreneurs, knowing where you came from and where you are headed at?
I think the most important thing is to find someone who is in a position where you think you want to be and have a conversation with them. You know, find a few different entrepreneurs, because a lot of times you start in one business, and I think there's the statistics are something like 80% of small businesses don't end up where they started. So you don't end up doing what you initially started doing. And that's interesting because I definitely have seen my business evolve. So I think you have to have the conversations with people who you want to be like, you know, kind of like a, you know, shadowing your teachers back in high school, the whole Groundhog Day, and you go take your child to work day. I think those are very important to have, even as we get older. I think they're not valued as much, and it's really important to make sure that you know exactly what it is that you want to do so you make the right decision and that you have somebody there who can say, okay, well, don't do this, but do this. And you can skip this, but you don't want to skip that. And you can just learn from their mistakes, and so you don't have to make the same ones over, and that way you can kind of trampoline your business as opposed to slowly climbing the ladder.
I love that. I mean, having a conversation with who you want to be, who you want to become, and that equates to mentoring or having people around you that can, like what you said, shorten the learning curve as well as avoid those mistakes and failures they have. That surely is a big takeaway from for our listeners today. So thank you for being generous in sharing that. Now, can you share our listeners one tool or resource that you use in your business that's radically changing the way you do business?
Ooh, like an app, like an application or software?
Like an app, yes.
Oh, I have so many apps on my phone. I literally had to erase some apps last night because I had to do the new iPhone update. So I had to delete some apps. Yeah. But one that I use almost every day, I love Wunderlist. And it's just really like a to-do list. I love it because you can just check off. You can highlight the little box and it checks off and it goes away. And so you can... It's like a working to-do list. Every day I set 3 to 4 things that I want to accomplish that day, and I just love being able to watch them go away and disappear off my Wunderlist. So it's my favorite app. I use it every day, and yeah, I have to use it every day or else things go awry, I should say.
Well, the name itself, Wunderlist, oh my God, I need to check that one out. Now, entrepreneurs are wide readers. Can you recommend one book that our listeners can get that will help them grow personally and professionally?
Oh, I'm a big reader. I'm kind of a nerd. Don't tell anyone. But I just got this new book, and I love it. It's so great. And it's called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. And it's by Susan Jeffers. And it's a pretty old book. It's been around for quite some time now. I think it's maybe 10 plus years old, but the principles in the book are the same. And I think it just challenges us as women to, when we hear that little voice in our heads that says, okay, you're not good enough, you're not ready, this may not be your time, it will really challenge you to step outside the comfort zone. And I always say outside the box is where all the fun happens. So challenge yourself, read this book. It's amazing. And it has tons of little nuggets to keep you inspired whenever you feel like you may want to give up and throw in the towel.
Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. I love it. The title alone, my God, I'm going to jump on it right after this chat with you. Now, last but not the least, you know, Courtney, in my mind, you are a superhero, or shall I say superheroine, because you have done this, you've done that, but you've also experienced a lot of challenges that our listeners definitely relate. So who's your favorite superhero or superheroine, and if you have one, and why did you choose it?
Well, I have two. So I have a fictional one, and then I have a non-fictional one. So I think the first superhero was my mom. She's fearless, and she's fun, and she's just amazing, and she's brilliant. So she was my first superhero or superheroine before I even knew what that meant. But then I think as I got a little older and started watching more TV, I just fell in love with Superwoman. I think that she's amazing. And I just love that there's this woman out there who's not afraid to be a superhero and not afraid to really kick some butt. So I like her the best.
I love that one that you said your mom is your superheroine, because I really resonated with that one. That's how I felt with my mom. And up to this day, I couldn't thank her enough. She helped shape the way who I am today. So I really love the fact that you mentioned that. And I'm sure our listeners resonate with that one as well. And of course, Superwoman. It's one of my favorite too. I guess we all are Superwomen in our own ways. I mean, we are Superwomen. So know that one in yours. In yourself, that whatever you do out there, you are making a difference. And that's totally what's making us a superwoman. So thank you for sharing that one, Courtney. Now, tell our listeners where they can connect with you, you know, watch you grow, watch how you are succeeding out there. They really love to follow you and join you there and send you some good energy for that. If you can share with us where's the best way that they can connect with you, that would be awesome.
Yeah, for sure. Well, my hub online is CourtneyMcKenzie.com, and there you'll find all of my social media networks, all of my blogs. You'll find links to Entrepreneur 2.0. Everything's there at CourtneyMcKenzie.com. And I'm also on Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest and everywhere else. And my username there is CEO Courtney.
Awesome, awesome. By the way, all of the fantastic resources and the links mentioned in today's podcast will be made available in a beautiful infographic show notes at todaysleadingwomen.com. Just type in the name Courtney McKenzie on the search bar and it will find it for you. So, Courtney, thank you so much for being so generous in sharing your time, your inspiring story, your expertise, for being a role model to many, and for bringing such a positive energy with our listeners today. Women of the world appreciate you and wish you more success in business and in your life.
Thank you so much. This was so much fun. Thank you so much.
Podcasting is taking the world by storm. If you are a marketer and not using this platform, your business is missing out on a big opportunity to reach a wider audience. Find out how you can create, grow, and monetize your podcast and take your podcasting skills from novice to experts. Go to learnpodcastingtoday.com now.
Feeling inspired and empowered to make it happen? Then take the next step and go get your free guide to the top 3 iPhone apps that these high-achieving women use to get things done lightning fast today. Visit todaysleadingwomen.com/apps for your free download, and we'll see you on the next episode of Today's Leading Women with Marie Grace Berg.